At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com. The Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Check it over on the YouTube. If you missed Dan Lanning's interview yesterday with Primetime, you can go on YouTube and check that out, or the Odyssey app. Rewind, fast forward chapters. If you missed the boys in the morning this morning, you can do that as well. You just can't go into the future because that would be impossible. Coming up this hour, we'll get into some NFL. Kind of the question I asked, is this the end for the Texans? I'm going to ask that question about the Chiefs here in about 15 minutes as well.
Oh, it's so terrible to see. I just hate seeing it.
And then we'll also take a peek around the Pacific Northwest, as I think I've already given you a clue on how I feel about one of the Pacific Northwest games. And we'll kind of get our kind of final thoughts on Oregon, Indiana, as well as we march into that. But I want to take a peek at this in college football and looking at kind of the standings and win-loss of teams. We keep saying, you know, two losses is going to get you into the college football playoff. And I think there's a lot of teams that two losses is going to get them into the college football playoff. But we only have so many slots. We only have so many teams that can actually do it.
And Notre Dame and Florida State are the only teams currently in the top 25 with two losses. Now, we are early in the season, but those two teams cannot suffer another loss.
And I think those two teams have decent paths. I'll start there. We'll start with those guys. I think those two teams have decent paths to go unscathed. Now, the ACC title game is going to be tricky if Florida State gets in there and has to play Miami, because we saw how that went last time.
Yes.
And the question remains is, we've started to see that you getting into a conference championship game does mean a lot to the committee. But does three losses, losing the ACC championship, get you in? I don't think so.
Depending on how it's lost, I think, is what it would come down to. But then we're getting real spicy, and keeping somebody else out.
If Brian Kelly has two losses but didn't play in the SEC title game and he's out and Florida State's in, that's the kind of question I want to start having here, because we keep saying two losses will get you in, but you're going to run out of spots. And I think the ACC will fall victim of it. I worry the Big 12 will also fall victim to it. Because if you look over at the Big 12... If you're looking at the Big 12, the chaos conference, okay? Teams of note with one loss currently, I mean, Kansas State was a top 25 team to begin the year. They have two losses.
Yeah.
Adios. I'm out on that. Can Iowa State suffer another loss, lose in the Big 12 championship and get in? No. Can they win out and lose in the Big 12 and get in with two losses? I don't know.
Well, and for Notre Dame, they're
I think Arizona State could. I think Arizona State could because of they were in there last year.
Levitt's out tomorrow.
Well, I know. But if they're to go unscathed and get to the Big 12 title game and lose it and have two losses, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's a program. That's a program thing.
Yeah.
That's a respect. That's a travel. That's an eyeballs. Mm-hmm. That's a Dillingham thing. I don't know. I don't think Iowa State could do that.
Well, Notre Dame is the one here. It's the unicorn, right? Because
they'll always be the unicorn.
But their remaining schedule: NC State, then USC, Boston College, Navy, Pitt, Syracuse, Stanford.
It's winnable.
The only real trip up game is SC,
and yeah, that's in a couple weeks. And what if SC falls on its face this week against Michigan?
Yep.
What if SC blows out Michigan? That game is only 2 weeks away, but we don't know what USC is.
It's a week away.
Two games away is what I mean.
For sure.
We don't know what USC is yet. No. This will be a great test for them. sliding over into the Big Ten as well. You know, the Big Ten and the SEC are the two big conferences that are going to get the most at-large bids, okay? If you make the conference championship in the Big Ten, you are going to the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you lose by 30, you're going to the playoff.
Which right now would be slated to be Ohio State, Oregon,
mm-hmm,
because they're not playing each other this year. So,
correct.
Does one of them trip up somewhere along the way and open the door for Indiana?
Because
Penn State's out.
What if Michigan blows out USC tomorrow and goes on a run?
Yeah.
They would have a loss to Ohio State. Let's pretend they lose to Ohio State mm-hmm. in the big game. That would make them a two-loss team in the Big 12, in the Big 10 title game, and they lose that game. That's a three-loss team that would go in.
You think so?
I do, because of the power of the Big 10. If Indiana were to lose to Oregon.
Indiana's lose twice.
I understand that. If Indiana gets blown out by Oregon, okay,
mm-hmm,
goes to Penn State and gets blown out, their two losses, I think they get in.
Because here's
I think there's a spot for them. They got in last, since the Arizona State argument, they got in last year. Mm-hmm. Cignetti's a great story,
yep,
and they're a program on the up and up. And their two losses would be, well, maybe you don't want to lose to Penn State. But if you get it, if you beat their schedule. If you beat Penn State and walk into the Big Ten title game and lose by 1,000 to Ohio State, you're still in, I think.
Yeah. But,
that is a two-loss team that'll go in.
At that point in time, you have to hope that, you know, Oregon, Ohio State steps on a landmine in order to get into the Big Ten title game.
To where I think teams like Illinois, USC, UW, two losses, I don't think it gets you in. Say you miss out on the Big Ten title game because of tiebreakers and stuff. I don't think you get in if you're any three of those.
So I think that would depend. If you are USC and you're taking a look at their schedule, because this is the meat of their schedule right now. So if they get two losses, they obviously have the loss to Illinois. So you're deciding if USC only has two losses, means they are only going to lose one of Michigan, Notre Dame, Nebraska, Iowa, Oregon, because I'm not putting Northwestern or UCLA on there. For the love of God, I will be on suicide watch. But if USC only has two losses and one of their, it would mean that they would go 2-1 against Michigan, Notre Dame, and Oregon. USC is 100% getting in the college football playoff.
They will get that two. There'll be a two loss team in. That's Lincoln Riley, SC,
there's
conference.
There is a 1,000% chance.
So we've come up with a formula here.
Yeah.
Your two lost teams that can get in are a formula, and that will shrink it down big time.
Yes.
That will shrink it down. Is Mike Norvell in Florida State fit that blueprint? I think so.
Yeah, I do.
Kenny Dillingham,
mm-hmm,
Lincoln Riley. Does Brett Bielema at Illinois fit that?
They would have to be, because they got stunted on so hard by Indiana, they basically have to run it now.
I think it's tough. Although, if USC were to do what you're talking about, mm-hmm, that Illinois win would look really good.
Yeah.
Would look really good.
If Illinois did that, they would need that win to kind of stand out. That would be like the quality win. But at that point in time, you're probably looking at, like, what, five teams from the Big Ten?
That'd be way too much for me. Yeah. I know that's what they want.
Yeah.
But that would be big. So I think if you are these teams that are going to flirt with two losses,
it's going to sort itself out.
It's going to sort itself out. But I think if you're a team with these two losses, you're stoked Oregon and Indiana are playing this week because one of them has to lose. You are stoked that USC is playing Michigan because one of them has to lose. Mm-hmm. So you need one loss, two loss teams across the board.
This is kind of a sorting hat weekend because remember we went through the SEC games.
How Slytherin, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, who's Hufflepuff here?
I could be a Hufflepuff.
You're a Hufflepuff.
I'm a Ravenclaw, actually.
You're a Hufflepuff.
All right, cool.
You don't get to decide.
I'm down.
You don't get to decide.
I'm cool with that.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because the SEC right now, as you walk through it, you could, because the SEC has so much power when it comes to the college football playoff, unless you're Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss who gets left out all the time. You've got Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Bama, Missouri, Oklahoma, Georgia, LSU, Vandy, Tennessee. That's a lot. Those are all undefeated or one loss teams. Everybody else either has no shot. I'm looking at you, South Carolina. I'm looking at you, Mississippi State, Auburn. Those are two losses. The other teams are all three losses.
But you look at it. Alabama and Missouri play this week. Texas, Oklahoma play each other this week.
Yep.
Tennessee plays Arkansas. A&M plays Florida, Georgia, Auburn, South Carolina, LSU. This is a sorting hat weekend.
For the SEC, for sure.
Honestly, it is for the Big Ten, too. USC, Michigan, and Oregon, Indiana. Like, that's...
Ohio State, Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, those...
I'm taking Illinois.
Those three games to win?
No, to cover the spread. But still, if I'm picking you to cover the spread, that means you're not going to get housed.
Yeah.
Which means anything can happen.
Look, if Illinois beats Ohio State, please let that happen. Please let that happen.
Boy, that's going to be a wild Monday if Illinois beats Ohio
State.
It's going to be a wild Monday.
I don't think it's going to happen. But
if Ducks beat Indiana and Ohio State goes down, ooh, baby, you know what we're talking on Monday. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the number one Oregon Ducks in the nation.
I still think... Miami should be.
That might be true, but that's not how the rankings are going to go.
Which is so dumb.
It's not how they're going to go.
So dumb.
Sorry, buddy.
It's so dumb.
It's not how they're going to go. Anyway, I just find it fascinating. I think we continue to say that, you know, two losses will still get you into the playoff, but we're running out of playoff spots really quickly. As people do have losses, there are still a decent amount of undefeated teams, but that number is going to shrink. It's going to shrink by one this week.
Over the next
it's going to shrink by two this week, right? Because Missouri's undefeated.
The next 2 weeks. Remember when we were talking about, God, this is crazy. When we were talking about this like 2 months ago, when we were picking out dates on the schedule of like, hey.
Oh, the weekends that we're looking forward to the
most? I remember I said, look.
Was this one?
October 11th and October 18th. Because selfishly, the 18th is my birthday. USC Notre Dame's that day. So it's going to either be a great day or a crippling day for me. We'll figure out how that goes. But the matchups in these two weekends, we kind of looked at like that. Those are going to be like, you know, bridge points or, you know, splits of forks in the road. Wishbones, if you were.
Now I don't remember. Yeah. Louisville at Miami in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma at South Carolina. LSU at Vandy. Missouri at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going in this. UW at Michigan. I like that.
Yeah, they're
like that. Ole Miss at Georgia. What up?
There are some matchups.
What's up? Texas Tech at Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like these 2 weeks.
Maryland at UCLA.
Ooh, the great suck off of 2025.
Ooh, the Holy War is next week too. Mm-hmm. Shout out Brandon over there. What's up, buddy?
There's a little nod there.
Florida State at Stanford. I'm going to hate watch that game. Shout.
Lafayette, Oregon State. They get their win.
Oh, man. I can't believe I'm going to have two boxes for those games. Hell, I'll make it a four-box game, throw Nevada, New Mexico, and I think I got baseball on maybe that weekend. Anyway, just a fun little exercise that I think we should keep our eyes on.
Oh, the next
as
two
we
weeks
keep saying two lost teams will get in. But what if there's like 10 really good two-loss teams? It's going to be a disaster. On selection.
Isn't that what college football is this year, though?
I suppose that's what it is, especially if you live in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we come back, we'll cut over to the NFL and probably what's the best game of the weekend, or maybe at least the top three game of the weekend in Sunday Night Football. Kind of like I asked with Texas, does a loss send this team adios, muchachos? We'll go there next. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming up in the Big Nooner, we'll get to Blazers preseason tonight, Mariners in Game 5, a little local flavor action. And we'll have a little exploratory conversation in college football, kind of in relation to the Oregon-Indiana game and how Indiana got here so quickly, and if this is the new blueprint for establishing a program in college football. But we'll slide over to the NFL in Sunday Night Football, which is probably the most enticing game of the weekend. That would be the Detroit Lions going into Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs in another primetime game for the Chiefs.
I mean, come on.
Do you think they get sick of it? Or do you think the egos go a little, you like us. You want to date me. You want to kiss me.
I mean, you're good enough to get it. I'd rather that than watch.
How about them Cowboys?
The Panthers or the Cowboys?
I don't know. If the Panthers were on primetime, I'd actually watch them.
No.
Well, I told you I'm a primetime guy. I watch primetime.
If there's a team that I
also watch our primetime from 3 to 7.
There you go.
YouTube.
If there is a primetime game that features one of the dog ass teams, I don't watch. I just don't.
Oh, really?
I don't care. I love football.
Does it? It takes a Jackson Dart and a Scatabook?
Yes.
Because the Giants aren't good.
No, but they're not. Well, they're not dog ass. They're not dog ass.
They're not dog ass.
Look, even before Jackson started, I was like, I like Scatabook. I like Neighbors. Like they're, but like
Russ balled out against the Cowboys.
But I also said going into the season, I am here for the Jackson Dart experience. Like sure. That was a guy that I was very much locked in on. And the second he got out there, color me interested. Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, I don't care.
No.
Look,
I don't care as much either.
Am I going to check in and go, let's see how it looks?
Yeah. Check in on the Gabriel thing for our local Duck fans.
But just in general, I don't care.
Right.
But like Bryce Young or Spencer Rattler is playing a football game, I do not care. I'm not watching. I'm not.
You can't make me.
No. I won't do it. I refuse.
You can't sit with us.
Detroit at Kansas City. Kansas City slight favorite in this game, and I'm not talking from a betting angle, but this Kansas City game feels to me a little, look, we're only week six in the NFL, right? Is that where we are, week six? It's only week six, but Chiefs take another loss. I asked this question with Texas. If the Chiefs take another loss, are we adios?
I mean, yeah.
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 Not a let's check the schedule and they could rattle off 8 wins in a row. Well, I'm looking at the schedule. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not happening, dog.
Commies, Bills, Broncos, Colts. That's a 4-game stretch. Yeah, I think the Chiefs are dangerous. But this is where I kind of have this combo in the sense of when you are a caged animal, are you ravenous to escape or are you just sad because you're caged? You know, how are you going to respond to this? Do they get desperate? And do they get desperate in a rabid way? Or do they get desperate in a open myself up to make mistakes way? Well, because I worry the foundations are starting to crack there, and you're starting to not be the rabid animal that you used to be, and are going to start showing moments where you're a little more risk-taking and not succeeding.
Yeah, you're playing on the edge as opposed to being the edge.
Exactly.
And
dynasties fall.
They do.
It's never pretty.
It's never pretty. And look, the Travis Kelce of it all, he's not what he has been historically. We started to see that really pop up last year.
And it happened like that.
Yeah.
Boom.
Mahomes has had a game this year where you're like, oh, there's more of it for sure. But there's no like snapping of the fingers, the running game gets going. There's no Xavier Worthy is going to save them. Like they need an AJ Brown level of wide receiver to rescue them, and that's not coming.
Yeah, and as much as I love Patrick Mahomes, and I won't, you know, deny the greatness that he is, I think he's in a transition period here, mm-hmm. of trying to figure out what's the next version of Patrick Mahomes. Because if there's anything I'll give that man credit for, and Brady did this too, which is what made him great. And maybe this is a knock you can make on like guys like Peyton Manning, who were so intelligently gifted, so football-centric gifted, that they didn't really have to evolve. Tom evolved his game. Patrick Mahomes has evolved his game a couple times. I wonder if he's in that awkward growing out your hair, growing out your beard phase, where it just kind of doesn't look very pretty, but you know if you hang on to it, you'll get to where you need to be. I wonder if he's in that moment right now. And this could be just a lost season for him, which is going to be tough because a lost season for the Chiefs could mean no Travis Kelce next year, could mean no Andy Reid next year. You know, does this dynasty have the flexibility to have an off season with what they have at stake that they could lose simply from age, you know, from father time? That's where I think this team could live. And look, Detroit, with what we saw from Philly last night, Detroit could be the best team in the NFL for all I know. For all I know. Because I don't have an answer to that question, and especially in the NFC. And Detroit could be the one to take that. Look, if they roll them on Sunday.
It is a weird spot to be in the NFL. And this is, I think the NFL may be the best at doing this now, where parity is king. NFL has always been the best parity league, but now it feels like it is legitimately the parody league of parody leagues, and it makes it interesting. And I, you know, the whole idea of like we want dynasties, we want greatness and all that kind of stuff. I don't get ambivalent to just good teams every single week. And like the idea of like, yeah, you have to look a little bit harder. Somebody does have a weakness here. Somebody does have a weakness there. And that then it makes the 100-mile crawl over broken glass while being squirted with lemon juice kind of a deal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That pain and finding ways to conquer those shortcomings or those weaknesses en route to a championship, to me, I enjoy more than watching the death lineup Warriors go out there and curb stomp somebody.
That wasn't as fun. Well, it was fun for a little bit.
It was fun for a little bit, but it was like, you have five Hall of Famers, dog. Like, what are we doing here? Of course you're like, it's Steph, Clay, Dre, Iggy, and KD.
You think
like,
Looney is a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, no. No, I'm talking about the death lineup.
I'm just joking.
Pure chaos. But you know what I mean? It's like, I like the idea of anybody can do it any given night. There's something, well, anybody except for the Panthers and the Saints, and you can't do it. But anybody else can do it, kind of a deal. Or the Titans. I think those are the three. Those are the three, right?
I got Titans winning this weekend.
Why would you do that?
Because.
Why?
Because I do. Shake, I do.
This is why you don't bet.
That's literally why I don't
that's
bet.
That's fair. But I kind of like where this is at. But with that being said, if the Lions go out here and kick the Chiefs to the curb, I think you could pretty much unequivocally say the Lions are the best team in football right now.
But I wonder if the question on, I mean, I think the national story will be this, but I wonder if the question for us on Monday, that's why I brought this up, is Kansas City, we just say adios at that point? Because I think my answer will be yes.
Yeah.
Especially in that division.
Well, not only that, with that schedule.
Yeah, schedule plus division.
They would be 2-4, and we looked at this before.
Also getting my Broncos to win the division.
They have
like I told you.
After that, they have the Raiders, but then it's Commanders, Bills, Broncos, Colts.
Yep.
Good luck, dog.
Good luck, dog.
You're 2-4 at that point in time. Good luck.
All right, a friendly reminder, you can either text us 503-864-6326. You can go to the YouTube chat, let us know which one of our picks we made at the 1045 segment was the worst take. in book report, and then we will force somebody to be punished in their book report come Monday. It'll be all right. But speaking of that, let's get to the Pacific Northwest, as all four teams are in action. So we'll get around to that. We'll take our final picks in the Oregon-Indiana game. We'll do all that next. But first, the Kahuna with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift.
Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming up next, we'll get to Web Gems, everybody's favorite, at 11:45, as we do every single day. Team USA's got themselves a coach. The rich get richer, in my opinion, when it comes to Team USA basketball. Must be nice.
Good place to be.
Must be nice. But we'll take a peek in college football for all you local Yahoos out there. All four teams are in play this weekend for the great states of Washington and Oregon. And we'll start with my state. As I told you yesterday, the more better, the bestest, the betterest outdoor state in comparison. Just my own personal bias.
Mm.
And we'll start with, thank you, Rusty. We'll start with Rutgers at the Huskies tonight in Seattle. A lot going on in Seattle tonight. A lot of stuff going on in Seattle tonight. I'll go first on this. I know they won last week, so it's weird to say this, but this feels like a get-right game for UW. Rutgers coming all across the country. Like, don't play with your food and meddle things early and get off and give me a convincing win. Because I'm starting to... I took the over on UW at the beginning of the year. Remember, we spent our 100 bucks. I took the over on wins for UW, and...
Are you feeling a little dicey?
I'm feeling a little dicey on it. Yeah, I really don't love where this defense is at.
Let me revisit this real quick.
And,
You took the under for Michigan, the over on Washington, the Iowa over, the Oregon over, and the Michigan State under.
Correct. And I don't know if it's the Jed Fish stuff that's sneaking out. Remember, Chris Fetters was on our show talking about Jed Fish and said, and I quote, "We all know Jed Fish is here for a good time, not for a long time."
He's not going to UCLA.
I wouldn't if I were him. That would be stupid. But I wonder if there is that chatter, and also if just this UW team, maybe I was just too high on them at the beginning of the year. So I want you to go out and make a statement tonight against Rutgers. I do.
I don't know if you're necessarily too high on them. They're just not on the level of Ohio State.
But I don't even count that, though. They should be better than Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, they were.
I know, but not for four quarters.
No, but that's...
And I think you should be for four quarters.
But that's also football. Sometimes that just happens, and then, you know, you wake up and you score. How many points did they score in the fourth? Then they just
I'd have to go back and look at it.
They just poured them on them. Because were they down 20 to 3 or
they
something?
They were down
like
big. Yes, they were down
it was,
big.
It was an insane number. I was like, what is happening here? It was not a great week for
24-20 final score. They scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they poured it on the fourth quarter. They woke up. I think that was more of what it was. It was them playing with their food. And this is always the victors get to write the stories kind of a deal. Because let's say Penn State gets that comeback and they beat UCLA. Mm-hmm. Nobody's feeling good about it, but the story is very different.
Very, very different.
Very different. But you look at that, Penn State scored 30 in the second half. UCLA scored 15.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you anticipate. The problem was you spotted them a 27-7 first half.
But in a similar situation, you're flying all the way cross country and playing a team that you should be better than.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning that that's hard to do.
Football's hard.
Football's very hard.
And when you have kids, it's even harder. Like the idea of that cross country travel and the consistency of kids, that's what makes college football special. The volatility of young men.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency's not there. You get an unsung hero in college football around the country every week from some dude who's a walk-on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That just makes one dude somewhere makes a play that decides a game and blows up or drives an entire season.
You like UW in this game?
Yeah, I do.
I'll take UW in this game as well. I don't think it'll be that fun. I'll keep a little eyeball on it, but I'll be watching Mariners tonight.
Real quick, shout out my guy Brett at Chehalem Golf Golf Course. My guy, I was talking to him as I teed off last night. He was talking to a buddy, and I heard him say something about Sweet, and I'm like, because he's a psychotic Mariners fan. I mean, you will not
like. He's gonna cry more than Schultzy tonight.
Might.
Ooh, wow.
He's a psychotic Mariners fan, in like the best possible way. He wears it on his sleeve, not his sleeves. So Schultzy has him in the garb, certainly. But he told me, he's like, yeah, no, I was up there for the 18-inning loss. And then I was like, yeah, he goes, so it's going to be one of those things where it's like, either we get to celebrate something incredible or I'm up there for something very painful yet again.
Also, USA plays Ecuador tonight in the World Cup qualifier.
There you go.
Just an FYI, 5:30.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not going to make TV.
It might make mine. I'm quad box guy now, man.
I will be watching some scores on my laptop because...
You have a game to cover
preseason
tonight.
Basketball. I will be in the building for the first time this season.
Which we will get to at the big nooner. Okay, we'll make this real quick. Washington State on the road in Oxford, Mississippi. You know, I would have really loved this game in the Mike Leach era. Would have. It would have been a ton of fun and get up for that and be very excited. And I still am very excited that Wazoo will have some exposure against the number 4 team in the nation.
Oh, they'll be exposed.
I just don't know if it's the right kind of exposure. I would take Ole Miss to cover the 31.5 points.
You're getting pantsed on a national scale.
And
stage.
I pray to God that everybody I've heard at this station say maybe Ole Miss doesn't care enough so they won't run up the score. If we lose by 27... I'll be a happy guy on Saturday. I'll be a very happy guy on Saturday.
You won't, though, because you picked Ole Miss to cover.
Yeah, but that might not be my bad pick. Mm. See, you guys, the listeners out there, got to choose which one is my bad pick.
Let's see if we have an update on this.
I'll also watch North Texas tonight. I got North Texas. They're my Group of 5 team, dude. They're going to the playoff. Not just because they beat the Cougs by 50-plus, but because I think they're the best G5 team.
Ole Miss is winning the poll for you.
Oh, no! No! Okay, well, that's like a win-win. That's kind of a win-win.
If Cougs cover, you get to win, but you don't get to win.
Well, yes, and I'm terrified of you.
I will say mine is dead even between the Indiana pick and the Alabama pick.
Come on, Ducks fans, let's go. Come on, get in on this.
Yeah, you want that so bad.
You got Wazoo covering. Do you think this is a play with your food? Ole Miss doesn't care and wins by 25? 31 zip, 31-3.
My heart says Lane goes, I feel bad for these guys, and calls it off. But also, I think Lane looks at, we're number 4 in the country. Pour this on.
I also am terrified that Lane looks at us and goes, the last time I saw that helmet, I was fired.
Yeah.
We did leave him on the tarmac.
Also.
Left him on the tarmac in L.A. That's hard to do.
This is something to consider. And I've always wondered how Lanning handles this because he's had some Heisman candidates at quarterback the last couple of years. The Heisman race is wide open.
Sure.
Chambliss, because he missed the first two games of the season off the bench.
Is this a Chambliss game?
Is this a game where he looks at this and goes, we're ahead. We're going to pull him out halfway through the fourth or in the fourth. Let's get him the numbers to get some momentum behind him.
Dan Lanning strikes me as a guy that if he has a quarterback that wins a Heisman Trophy, he's like, ooh, nice little recruiting tool. Don't care. Going for natties. Lane Kiffin is a guy that goes, ooh, I got a quarterback that can win a Heisman. I'm getting that guy a Heisman. I think Lane, being the quarterback guy he is, will want to put on a show for his quarterback.
And that's what I wonder if yeah. You know, there's a chance to kind of really run it up and then get him out of the game and have his stats be bonkers.
Or play him in the fourth still and have him,
I don't think,
500 yards,
I don't think
six
he goes
touchdowns.
Quite, I don't think he goes quite that far.
We'll slide over real quick. Oregon State Beavers against Wake Forest. The Washington State Wake Forest Demon mm-hmm. Deacons. In Jake Dickert.
The Demon Cougs.
The Demon Cougs. This is not the game. This is not the time. This is not the week. This is not the situation that Oregon State's in yet to make this happen. Give me Wake. And then finally, we'll slide over to the game. The big one that you can hear right here on The Fan. 105.1 The Fan, the Fan Sports Network, home of the Ducks. And that is the Indiana Hoosiers coming to town in a top 10 matchup. Game day, Herbie, Sabrina making the pick. I love Sabrina.
I do too, but she's already done it.
I know. I'm starting to wonder if they either hate Joey or if Joey doesn't want to do it.
Little calm A, little calm B.
Apparently, Sabrina, too, is the first two-time picker? Female guest picker.
There you go.
Any ask you?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Oh, Sabrina's red. Great shoes.
Carpenter's supposed to be there, too. No, not Carpenter. Indiana Fever basketball player.
Caitlin Clark?
No, the other one.
Sophie?
Sophie Cunningham. Thank you. I was like, I'm a C, but why am I getting this wrong? Sophie's in Eugene for game day.
Did she go to Indiana?
No, but I think she is doing something with McAfee.
Makes sense.
I think is what I saw rumored on the
McAfee's
on the
in Indianapolis, so it makes sense.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that'll be that. The spread right now, according to ESPN, is what we're looking at is 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I like Oregon big in this game. I have fallen into this. I love Dante Moore. I think this defense is absolutely nasty. I think they will shut down the run and force Mendoza to pass a lot. And not at a fault of Mendoza, I think the DBs are going to have a big day. And I think Moore throws three tutties at least, no interceptions. Give me the Ducks covering the spread.
It could certainly go that way. The only reason I'm taking Indiana because – not taking Indiana to win. The only reason I'm taking Indiana to cover is I want to see – what Indiana is, and I have no idea. This is a blind...
It's a super fair point.
It's a blind faith Cignetti. Here's your third chance against a top five team.
Future coach of USC, Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But yeah, I look at that and I go, okay, I'm picking Oregon to win. Like, if you're not even gun to my head, I'm picking Oregon to win. But the 25% chance that Indiana's offense does have real juice, let's see. Now, that percentage probably gets smaller if the weather keeps trending towards the way that it looks like it might be trending.
It's going to rain at Autzen.
Yeah. And that's always interesting. And then
I've always been told that it never rains at Autzen Stadium.
Yeah. This will be the first time ever will be tomorrow.
And that trend definitely makes me go,
I can't wait.
That favors ugly game and that favors Oregon.
I can't wait to turn on the TV and at 12:25 the clouds just part and it's just bright sunshine for 3.5 hours. And then right as Dan Lanning's running across the field to shake hands with Cignetti, no matter what happens in the
downpour.
Game, it starts raining. That'd be amazing.
It's fun.
All right, good luck to everybody out there, you local kids and your games this week. Have fun, all right? That's how I'm looking at it. I'm just going to try to go out there and have a great time, and I hope everybody's nice to each other and just treats each other with respect. It just means more here.
Just want to make a cake and make everybody happy.
All right, when we come back, we'll get over to Web Gems. Team USA's got a new basketball coach. The rich get richer. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this Web Gems do it every single day at 11:45. Thank you for joining us. Happy to be here. Appreciate you listening wherever you can, however you are. Coming up in the Big Nooner, we'll get to Blazers preseason tonight. Danny's going to cover the game tonight.
God, it's weird, man. It's weird to be back.
I know.
It's here.
Yeah. I'm happy for you.
I'm excited.
You'll be in your happy place tonight.
I will. It hasn't hit me like a truck that we're here because I had the concert night before last.
Sure. And you got a couple weeks, so you can ease into it.
No, it's here, man. It's here.
We'll talk a little more extensively about how building a program works these days in comparison to Indiana and how they've got here. Plus, we'll talk a little Mariners game 5 tonight as well. And keep on voting on which spread pick you think was terrible for us. As whichever one wins, that's what we'll live and die by. And come Monday, you'll get to choose how we get punished, too, in our new segment called Book Report. So check that out on the show Twitter page. But we'll start here for Web Gems. This story comes to you by way of the NBA, question mark? No. This story comes to you by way of the Olympics.
It does.
As the United States men's basketball team has announced their new head coach. And I'm just going to say, the last three head coaches, you know, old USA has done pretty well here in Coach K, Steve Kerr, and now one of my personal favorites, Eric Spoelstra.
I mean, there's a very easy argument to make that Spo's the best coach in basketball.
I love Spo. With Pop gone, it's Spo.
If you want to say it's Kerr, if you want to say it's Missoula, whatever, it's fine. Not my Huckleberries.
I like Kerr a lot.
I do too.
I like Kerr a lot. I loved him as a player though too. So maybe that's what I kind of hold on to a little bit.
Spo's phenomenal. Spo's a phenomenal coach, and the U.S. Team USA program is in fantastic hands with him. That being said,
it's over.
I have said this now, Rust. You can back me up on this. I have been saying this for about 18 months. Enjoy the Olympics last year.
What?
The world is catching up.
Oh, for sure.
I firmly believe that USA will not be the favorite at the 2028 Olympics.
We think.
Sorry, that's a UP shout out to Spo.
I genuinely believe that France will be the favorite at the 2028 Olympics.
Do you think because of the landscape of, you know, Euroball was a pretty big success this year, a lot of guys playing, a lot of guys looking good while playing, taking it seriously.
The world's catching up.
Do you, you know, previously USA basketball has always been stud, like who the best players are, blah 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 blah. I wonder if Spo takes a different approach than Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, one of his best qualities is taking the best and making them play together.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Phil Jackson thing.
Yeah, I mean, the team really good that we just sent. Yeah, you had Hallie and you had Tatum and you had, you know, the other guys and Ant Edwards. Remember Ant Edwards saying, "This is my team," and everybody just kind of like.
Nah, dog.
I need you to sit down and shut up, youngin. And then Steph and KD went out, and Steph and KD. I mean, KD's quote could that doc could show me no other clip from that Olympics run, and just give me the quote from KD because they had Evan Fournier talking about how we've been playing together for a decade and we have brotherhood and camaraderie and all this, and it just flashes to KD and he says, "Cool, bro. What are you gonna do when Steph Curry gets going?" And then what happens?
Steph Curry got going.
He hit an entire nation on their home field with a night-night.
It's maybe the greatest celebration in the history of sports.
I mean,
that moment.
I mean, that
night-night is like Sharpie on a football level from T.O. style.
I mean, that was you night-nighted a nation on their home turf.
Man, how are you going to get fired on your day off?
I mean, France had that thing wrapped up.
Totally. Totally.
And then Steph just decided, nah, dog.
No, not today. So I wonder, because Kerr is so good at that, at gelling and getting these guys mm-hmm. to play together with rhythm and finding that, I wonder if Spo will take the same approach or if he'll look at it differently and say—
The roster construction is going to be very interesting.
I think it's going to be fascinating.
And the Team USA model going forward. Do we keep doing this thing with like all the FIBA competitions where— Instead of bringing in the stars because you don't want to wear them out because they have the season, all that kind of stuff, they don't want to waste their summers, they want to rest, all those kind of things. Do they continue to use that as the proving ground for like the select team?
That's what I wonder, yeah.
Or do you require more buy-in from the best players, and the best players do play in those tournaments? Well, or do they become kind of like a quasi-training ground? Or how, like, just it's a very interesting spot for where international basketball is going to be going forward because of the games played, because of the travel, and because of the rest of the world kind of catching up. Or is this USA is still invincible, and yes, like, some nations are going to have their golden eras. Like, Spain had their golden era.
Sure.
That's not a... They don't have that anymore.
10, 12, 14.
We are now in France's, like, we are entering their golden era.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just Wemby. It's Koulibaly. It's Sarr. It's Rizashay. Like,
you get old man Batum on there, like, being a veteran.
Well, I mean, he's
put, but you know, yeah. You know what I mean.
But for the most part, like, their stars now are the guys that are coming in the league. Like, France has had number one overall picks, number two overall picks the last couple of years. They've had a lot of lottery picks that are coming out of there, and you're just starting to go, oh boy, is this France's turn at their golden era, or is there another nation that's catching up? Because you have Slovenia and you have with Luka, and you have Serbia with Jokic, but the rest of their teams are not quite there. You know what I mean? Like, they're good because those guys are probably the two best players on the planet. And when you've got that, you've got a fighting chance. But when you have whole teams, I'm very interested to see how Team USA kind of looks at that holistically going forward with Spo, because the teams that he has built post-LeBron have been more about the sum of their parts than the highest level talent.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. I want to know if he looks around and he sees his options at the two, his options at the three are lethal off-the-ball scoring guys, or on the ball scoring guys, if he decides my starting point guard, I'm going more kid Stockton style than Steph style.
Well, I mean,
of finding a manager to, depending, again, I haven't looked at the rosters. I'm not quite sure who it'll be, but if he looks and says, okay, I am so deep at the two, I am so deep at the three in terms of scoring, who's going to run my offense? Maybe I will just have somebody run the offense, like a Drew Holiday, who's not a huge scorer, have him run the offense and let, you know, whoever it be, Ant or Hallie or, you know, whoever's playing on the wings shine. I wonder if he'll take that approach or if he'll just grab the best guys possible.
Because if you're taking a look at 2028, you're looking at probably somebody like Tyrese Halliburton. You're looking at Ant Edwards. Those are probably going to be the two guys that I think are going to be torchbearers as long as Hallie comes back healthy. But then you start getting into the wings. Tatum will be getting older, but he'll probably be the preeminent kind of wing for Team USA as long as his Achilles is fine as well. But then you're going to have year four Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Like, do you lean into that? And he becomes kind of one of those guys, one of them one type guys.
Oh, I think Cooper makes the team.
I mean, he's barring,
I mean, if he's already practicing before he was even at Duke, he's making the team. I mean, barring, you know, injury or he steps in the league and we were just all wrong, which can happen,
it would
I guess.
One of the biggest disappointments I've ever seen.
In the history of sports, not just basketball.
Here's one. This will transition us to the Blazers.
Sure.
I firmly believe that Donovan Clingan has a very good chance of making the roster in 2028.
And that's what I wonder. You know, how deep are the big men? Does his progression grow from Donovan Clingan in 4 years?
Something you have to have 3 years in FIBA basketball is just a absolute behemoth in the middle. You can't, like, yes, you've got Chet Holmgren. Yes, you've got Evan Mobley. Yes, you've got, like, Jaren Jackson Jr. You have got to have just a tree trunk in the middle because of what the rules allow in FIBA basketball. And the only two Americans currently that are Walker Kessler in Utah and Donovan Clingan in Portland.
Yeah.
Those are the only two Americans that are just going to eat you up at the rim every single time.
That's also another question that for Spo that I'm excited because there's very few guys, and Spo might be the one I trust the most to make that decision outside of maybe Popovich.
It's a great hire.
It's really fun. So we'll keep you updated on that and have some fun with USA basketball, but we'll stick in the association as Blazer preseason game numero deuce tonight in Portland. What to expect, and will Danny remember where everything is at the Motor Center? We'll get to that next. Loaded third hour. Stay with us. We're having fun. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.